Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new Solari Future Science report, and I have the great privilege, and I'm very excited to have Dr. Sabine Stäbel with me today to talk to us about protein design, protein engineering, and what it has to do with the whole situation that we find ourselves in terms of the so-called vaccines, the coronavirus injections and the spike protein, and what it also has to do with a possible solution to people with side effects from their injections. So the reason why I'm interested in this, even though we probably have heard enough now after 3 years about vaccines and about the spike protein and about the viruses, etc., is because this topic is far from over for us. The thrust and the upcoming propaganda is that we will have more and more mRNA, or shall we say mod RNA, vaccines for treatment against everything from cancer to all kinds of infections. And we need to know that protein design and the behavior of proteins, and also even smaller than that, the behavior and the design and the use of certain nucleosides that make up the proteins or the RNA in the vials, has an enormous influence in what is going on in this. And so it is my privilege today to have Dr. Sabine Stäbel, who I've heard at the German Corona Ausschuss, the Corona Committee, and she has presented this remarkable presentation about protein design, and she will walk us through a deeper understanding of how proteins are designed, what this has to do with our vaccines, and what are the pitfalls and the basic mistakes that were made when these designs or these vials were produced. So Dr. Sabine Stäbel, welcome to the Solari Report. And would you like to introduce yourself? You are a PhD, you have your own dissertation is about protein design. So how did this come about, and what led you to do research now in the vaccine situation we have?
So I did my PhD in protein engineering or directed evolution. So I had a protein called chloramphenicol acetyltransferase, which is a trimeric protein, which is very thermostable. And I cut off the ends of this protein and mutated until this protein worked again without these ends. So I had some bad and good experiences while doing this. And so I knew the pitfalls. And when I read Ugo's book, Project Lightspeed, I read it from the angle of a protein engineer. Mm-hmm. And I saw all the errors he made. And so I started to collect all these problems and wrote a Substack about that, because some of that problems I already published 15 years ago and said, mm-hmm. don't do that. Mm-hmm. And they did all these stupid things. And afterwards, I did other things. So in Germany, there's a law. If you don't have an unrestricted contract, you're basically banned from science. So I did all other stuff to earn money. So, but now I can do science again.
Great.
And so I'm basically back in my old turf from 15 years ago and teaching people my findings from my PhD, basically. So part of it. So there is also some consequence for the PCR test, because there are some exotic PCR methods you might have never heard of, which also influence the error rate of the corona PCR test. Mm-hmm.
So you are actually saying that right from the start, with the production of the BioNTech, Pfizer, or the Moderna vaccines, fundamental errors, fundamental mistakes, even in concept, have been made. And you are going to walk us through these mistakes. First, give us a basis, a foundation for our understanding of how protein design is done, and then to show us clearly where are the mistakes and why are they so basic and so stupid.
Yeah, really, really stupid. That's the funny thing about that.